Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Under. UNDER. Best way to get over someone is get under someone else.
Oh.
That's right. That's a quote from Musette. Under is this hour's code word. Text UNDER to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rate supply. Please don't text and drive. Under.
Pet in the world. Under my thumb.
Is that one of those songs that we recently...
Yeah.
You go back and you look at the lyrics and you're like, oh, like he's, that seems like a super abusive relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
One of the lists that we did. That...
Right. Songs that the lyrics will really disturb you if you take a minute and think about them. I think that was the title of it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Free advertising. Free advertising for something that wasn't even a Starbucks cup.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They're saying that the appearance of a... It was a craft services cup, uh-huh. coffee cup from the, you know, whatever, the table where they have the coffee carafe. That gave Starbucks about $11 million in free advertising.
Wow.
Oh. It was everywhere yesterday, and everyone called it a Starbucks cup.
So it wasn't a Starbucks cup?
No. Apparently, it was just a plain white cup from craft services with a little brown sleeve on
it. But it had the cap on it, too, right?
Had the cap.
So it looked
sure.
just like what
like
we're used
Starbucks
to.
Like a Starbucks cup.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts is pissed. Because they're like, our cups look just like that, too. Where's our Dunkin' Donuts? $11 million in free advertising.
Dunkin' Donuts uses a white cup?
Apparently so. Yeah. Well, they have a white cup.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they use the same kind
cup,
of sleeve.
White top. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, sleeve. Well, the thing is, though, I mean, no one can really bitch about this. Every coffee place on Earth has a cup that looks exactly like that. And if you put a brown sleeve on it, it looks like a Starbucks cup. You know, it made me think that if someone really wants to get some free advertising, what they need to do is have an above the cup sleeve logo placement, like right under the lip. It should say Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or Pete's or whatever it is.
Or can you just put on the outside of that sleeve?
Sure. And the sleeve should be white in that case. But I think, you know, the thing about the sleeve is they make it brown so you don't feel as bad about taking extra cardboard with you. Like, oh, this is recycled. I'll put that on because it doesn't look like brand new cardboard. So all the internet wanted to talk about yesterday was how someone left a coffee cup on a table on the set of Game of Thrones and it made its way into Sunday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I would have watched the episode again yesterday. My kid that I would have watched it with is really sick yesterday, so
Mm-mm.
we didn't. I know. Just bogus. God, kids, it's like, aren't you too old to be sick? So it got to the point that HBO issued a statement about it saying, in response to inquiries from those who saw a craft services cup in Sunday night's episode, the latte appeared in the episode. That was a mistake. Daenerys had actually ordered an herbal tea. I wonder if anyone got fired over that. Like, is the continuity person totally fired?
Like, well, the whole thing's done. Right? They finished shooting already.
Right.
So,
so you're saying that person's already moved on to whatever their next gig
the next
is?
What are they
going
to do? Take their money back?
Yes. That's it. You lose your money for that episode. So HBO said it was from craft services, but everyone has been calling it a Starbucks cup. And according to a marketing firm, the coverage it got on radio, TV, and social media yesterday alone is about $11.6 million in free advertising. And it's probably even more than that now.
And Pete's is pretty similar, too.
Let's see. I thought they had a brown cup, though.
They have a brown cup. They have a white cup.
Oh.
But they have the white top, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think really what needs to happen is, you know, logoing above the sleeve. And then we'd know for sure whose cup it was. Craft Services, you'd write Craft Services up there, you know. I need to know whose cup that was.
I think that probably should make Starbucks stockholders feel good.
Oh, like, sure.
Oh, we're the first association.
100%. It was a Starbucks cup as far as I was concerned. Looked just like one. Starbucks got into the fun, too, tweeting, to be honest, we're surprised she didn't order a dragon drink, which I think is one of their, you know how they have their Instagrammable drinks? Wasn't there like a unicorn barf one or something?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Anyway, $11.6 million in free advertising. Congratulations on being the Kleenex of coffee.
The dragon drink is a tropical-inspired
drink. Well, let's have a look at that.
Combination of sweet mango and dragon fruit flavors.
I love that. And it's mostly pink, but yeah, that's an Instagrammable drink right there. The prettier, the better.
Remember they were doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Was,
right.
Oh, specifically.
And they got our money.
Yeah, we went.
Yeah, we
went
and got
four or five of those.
They were gross too.
And we Instagrammed. They were gross. They tasted like cotton candy.
We didn't even finish it.
No,
none of us.
Sorry, Starbucks. That was it. Was a beautiful drink, but a disgusting drink. Ugh. It's like for kids who want to be sugar shocked for the next hour.
For suckers.
Yeah, for suckers.
Like us.
So now that Avengers Endgame is out, people are trying to hype the next big movie. A lot of big blockbusters on the horizon. Atom tickets. I don't know what Atom ticket is. That like a Fandango?
Oh, I thought that was the name of the new movie.
Oh, no. ATOM. Atom tickets. I guess a place to get movie tickets.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Me neither. They conducted a survey of the four people who've ever heard of them. To figure out which summer movies fans were anticipating the most. Are there any movies that you're like, oh, that's on my radar, and I can't wait to see that?
Yesterday, the Beatles one that I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
That's not
cute.
Anywhere on this.
I'm looking for...
But I agree with you. That would be great.
Just coming up soon is Rocket Man.
Oh.
The Elton John.
Not in the top 10 most anticipated.
What's coming out like 4th of July? Isn't that really the biggest... One of the biggest days?
Well, here are the ones that people are waiting on. There's the Godzilla movie that's coming out on May 31st.
You care about that?
I do. Okay. I've loved the trailers.
Ronnie Chang? He says he's in that, right?
Yeah, not officially. Yeah. He didn't officially.
He didn't
actually like that, the way he I may be a
maybe
store
a shopkeeper.
Yeah.
It Chapter 2.
Oh,
I'll watch that.
Yeah, that actually is sort of hanging around. Although I'm not really anticipating any movies. Like,
me neither.
What about the Quentin one?
You know what? I couldn't believe that wasn't in the top 10.
Mm.
What's that called again?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That sounds good.
So some of these are kid ones too. So It Chapter 2 was number 9 on this list. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Have you seen it? That's
I saw some trailers for that.
I saw some trailers too. It looks so stupid.
Yeah.
But I guess kids want to watch it. It's Ryan
Will
Reynolds.
They, though?
I guess. I don't really know.
Ooh. He does a very funny promo for it. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah. Pull that up. He is very funny.
Listeners are saying Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4 was number 5. That's out June 21st. And I have to say, just the one or two trailers I've seen for that, I love all those characters. Mm-hmm. I'll watch another Pixar movie.
Me too.
I'm always happy. Disney's live action Aladdin was number 6.
I haven't cried in a minute either, so.
Yeah, you need that.
Just in time.
Clear out those tear ducts.
Right.
Number 7 is Men in Black International. And number 4, I never even heard of this movie. Maybe I have it, I just forget. I'm sure Hooman would yell at me. It's out June 7th. Dark Phoenix, it's called. Mm. Dark Phoenix.
I've got the promo for...
okay, let's hear the Pikachu.
It's outside the actor's studio where he shows you how he gets in the character for the role.
Oh.
Oh, that was cute.
It's adorable. I love him so much.
Yeah, like me
his
too.
His delivery, plus he's so hot.
I'll put that video up at Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page.
Love Ryan Reynolds. He's everything.
He's everything?
Love him.
People guessing. Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
It's one of the X-Men movies.
Oh.
Or spawned off of that. And it's with Sansa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sophie Turner, is she the Dark Phoenix? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Huh.
Yep.
You know, Jennifer Lawrence is also in Dark Phoenix.
Well, she's the blue X-person.
Yeah.
And Jessica Chastain.
Oh. Well, that's out June 7th, and people are actually looking forward to it. It made it to number 4 on this list. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. That's out May 17th. That's right around the corner. And people, that was number 3. The live-action Lion King, which is out July 19th,
Someone
was number 2.
How about Star Wars, people are saying?
No. Not anywhere on here. I wonder if this must be, that must be a Christmas movie because these are anticipated for this summer. Mm. The number one most anticipated movie, according to Atom Tickets, Spider-Man Far From Home. Mm. People can't wait for another Spider-Man.
That kid is pretty good, but I don't.
Tom Holland.
He's pretty good.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Him and Robert Downey Jr. have a really nice rapport, and it's not Endgame. What's the one before that?
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. Mm. They're very good together.
The Men in Black International, people are excited to see that. Chris Hemsworth, I think, is one of the stars of that. And then the Dwayne Johnson and Hobbs and Shaw. Hobbs, we had heard quite a bit about that the other day. We were talking about all these various paychecks
that
everyone
was getting. They're the
guys from Fast and Furious. They didn't say which movies were least anticipated or anything like that, but some major summer movies that didn't get any love, the Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There's a live-action Dora the Explorer movie. Oh, my God.
Someone will want it.
No one cared about that. The Marvel horror movie called New Mutants with Arya is in that.
Oh, really?
Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones. Huh. There's a Child's Play reboot. No one cared about that. Stories to Tell in the Dark. Annabelle Comes Home. Isn't Annabelle one of the dolls?
I think so.
A listener actually just typed in Annabelle.
That's another horror film that no one... It certainly didn't make the top 10 anyway. There's a new Shaft movie coming out from Sam Jackson. A Disney fantasy called Artemis Fowl. There's an Angry Birds movie and a Bruce Springsteen's themed Blinded by the Night movie. So those, none of those made the top 10.
What's the name of Sam Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Julius.
Oh, Julius.
Uh-huh. How many of you would go see a movie if they made Julius the star of his own film?
Did Quentin do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then yes.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that
so.
Character.
Mm-hmm. I would love
he
to see.
He doesn't die, does he?
No.
No.
I don't think so, no.
No.
Neither one of them die, right?
No.
Well.
I don't think so.
Vincent's going to, he's a heroin guy, so he's not going to, he won't be around for the sequel.
Mm.
That's Travolta's character.
Uh-huh. He was a heroin guy?
How do you think Uma Thurman OD'd?
I thought that she was the heroin guy, and he was just there.
No.
And saved her, brought her to the guy who stabbed her in the chest with the adrenaline.
She stole his stash and sniffed it.
Oh.
Oh, I thought that was cocaine.
Yeah, no, that was heroin.
No, I think she thought it was cocaine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He is a heroin addict. She took his heroin thinking it was cocaine.
You know, I haven't seen that
sniffed
movie
it,
in so long.
And immediately went like, remember, she's all...
bleeding, yeah.
And she just falls over.
It was Jules, not Julius.
Jules.
Yes.
Jules.
How do you guys not know this?
I remember
how many
that.
Times have you seen Pulp Fiction?
You know, a lot of times, but honestly, it has been... I tried to get everyone to watch it the other night when we were trying to figure out a movie. I'm like, why don't we watch old class? I don't think I've seen that movie in... I mean, it's been at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Bill I watch all the time, but... I should go back and watch Pulp Fiction. I remember thinking when I first saw that movie. I mean, I'm sure I wasn't alone. Like that, it was just the most genius piece of random. Like they're trying to get away from the Ving Rhames character. I can't remember his name. And then they just take the wrong, they run
Marcellus.
Into the wrong place.
Yeah, and then the Gimp. Oh, that haunted me for years.
Oh, that was. I mean, yeah. I still can picture what was happening to the one. He's like, we'll never speak of this again. We're even. You and I were good.
Doesn't it just make you, sometimes you think, somewhere there's a guy locked away in a foot locker.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Waiting to be set free to be, what, abused?
Mm.
And is
maybe he's
purposefully down?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going on somewhere right now.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's going on everywhere. It's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember that one time Scott told us he got locked in a cage once?
Yeah. You guys,
I think about that a lot.
I know.
Yeah, well, and then someone went to the...
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
And he had to go home and bark like that.
Yeah.
That's a walk of shame.
Covered in one.
Yep.
Oh, you said Bart. I see.
Yeah.
Not in barf. In Bart. John Singleton's will is a problem. It's everyone in the family. There's 7 kids. And they're all lawyered up. His very first kid is a little girl named Justice. She's not a little girl anymore. She's a grown woman. Justice is her name. His seven children are all embroiled in a conflict over their father's estate because Justice, his firstborn, is the only one named in his will, which was executed in 1993. Never updated it. However, under California law, whether or not, unless someone is specifically excluded from a will, any progeny of a person are counted. So any child
that's
has
so
a,
weird that it wasn't just written that way. Mine was written, she specifically
and
said
any other potential
everything
children.
Goes to your kid, and if you have a second or third or however many kids, it will be divided among them.
Yep.
That's the wording.
Equally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They say the estate of John Singleton, the director John Singleton, is worth about $35 million. Sheila Ward is his mother. She was like his business manager. She filed his will in probate court last Friday. It leaves all of his property to Justice, his firstborn. Seven kids at the time of his death. Under California law, unless the unborn children were specifically disinherited in the will when John signed it, they may have a legal claim to a portion of his estate. There is no clause like that in the will. So Sheila, the mother, when she filed her legal documents, she listed his assets at $3.8 million. So the assumption is that the bulk of the $35 million is in some kind of a trust, which has probably got its own rules of disbursement. But all the kids now have gotten lawyers so that they can, you know, you got to get your share. That's right. Courts will sort it right out.
Ba-bum-bum.
I don't think that one will be too complex. It's not like, you know, 800 heirs are going to come forward and they'll have to set up a DNA
not
stop.
Like the prince. Or...
Right. Ugh. But it doesn't sound like he had his stuff up to date, so who knows? I hope it doesn't turn into a major problem. Lori Loughlin, I'm just going to squeeze this in really quickly.
I'm interested.
Yeah, she is. She's going to plead not guilty, you know, by ignorance. She is one of the people who gave money in this Varsity Blues scandal. $500,000 she and her husband donated to get her girls into SC. USC, sorry. There is a poster that's up right now at USC that someone has taken a picture of, and it says, become an NCAA Division I athlete, join USC's women's rowing. Tryouts begin September 2019. No experience, no problem, and a contact thing. And they're saying that this might actually help her case. I don't know. She's going to be able to say, no, we made a donation to the school, and they don't necessarily have to have had... I mean, we did fake some pictures up, showed them on rowing machines, showed that they have arms. They can pull on oars.
No experience, no problem.
Yeah.
Exactly what they have. Perfect.
Typically, you have to be a student, though, to qualify for the team. It's not for random people who want in at USC, so I don't
Wait,
know
so is that a
help.
Joke? Or
no,
is that...
this is a real thing that's posted at the school at this moment.
So they offer... scholarships to the rowing team, but there's still enough spaces for the rowing team for people to just
Apparently,
walk on?
That's what it seems like.
They're taking walk-ons. That seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know how it all works, Finny. Honestly, I don't even know how this poster can possibly help her cause. It does seem like she knowingly faked photos of her daughters.
Maybe
rowing.
They were practicing rowing so they can get on the team, so they can
Maybe.
Get into the school.
Well,
right?
Look. Maybe. We all know she's just trying to get out of it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So,
and this poster says September 2019, trials begin, which is later in the year. Who made the poster?
Yeah, I have no idea who made it. This woman named Emily Barber. If you have questions, contact Emily Barber.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, so who knows? But good luck to her. Except I don't really mean that.
Hey, people, I have 4 pages of text. They're reminding us that... John Travolta's character does get killed.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah, he gets...
By Bruce Willis' character, Butch, when he's on the toilet.
Yes!
I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah.
I don't
okay,
remember that
Okay, here's
at all.
What it is. Okay. He asks his girlfriend, remember to get my watch.
Sugar pie?
Lemon pie.
Lemon pie.
He asked Lemon Pie, get my watch. It's the one thing my dad left Nam with to get it to me. He had to keister the thing to get it home to me. This is the one thing. And then she got there and he said, where's my watch? And there, and she said, I brought it. And then he tears the hotel they're in, they're hiding in apart looking for it. And he screams at her, it's the one thing. And then he has to sneak back to his apartment to get his watch. Mm. And in his apartment, when he gets in, there's a some kind of machine gun on the kitchen table or whatever. And it's Vincent has left that, and he's on the toilet waiting in the apartment for Butch to come back.
Mm.
So Butch kills him, gets his watch, and then runs back to Lemon Pie.
Isn't that the big Christopher Walken scene where he's like, your dad handed me this in the trenches,
yes,
and I had to sneak it out of...
Yep.
So I put it where the sun don't shine.
Right.
I've got to watch that
movie
again.
Yes, that's exactly
it. It's just been forever.
It's the one thing he has from his dad.
Yeah.
And a guy had to carry it.
Well, it got carried.
Right.
And that's what's important. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Magic mushrooms.
Oh.
Sunscreen makes the news. And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, they're just adding new Chase shows all the time. They're filling up the schedule over there. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly gets a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah, the star of The Daily Show, on his Loud and Clear tour. He's coming Saturday, December 7th, to the Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale this Friday, May 10th at 10 a.m. If you want to check out Trevor Noah, call now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Federal Credit Union.
Oh.
Membership is open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio, and membership is free.
Delightful. Mention us everywhere you go.
San Francisco Federal Credit Union. Mention Alice and get a free membership.
All right.
Warriors and Sharks lost. They play again on Wednesday. Teacher Appreciation Day, everyone. Teachers are important.
Yay.
Super
Best.
Important. We're all fans of the teachers we had when we were young, and you will be too.
Yeah. You'll look back and say, wow, that was a nugget I've taken with me my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Voters decide this week whether Denver will become the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of psilocybin.
What's psilocybin?
It's probably not how you say it, but it's the psychedelic substance in magic mushrooms.
Oh, really?
So we were just talking about shrooms the other day.
Yeah.
The shroom suit started the conversation about psychedelic mushrooms. Apparently, they grow out of cow patties, so it's cow poop that they grow out of.
And
there are places where they grow naturally, and you know there are people who go and get them.
Yeah.
Oh, Bryn's pulled them up. Anyway, they hope to get this passed the same way they got marijuana legalized in Denver.
So did they start by decriminalizing marijuana and then
it sounds
finally
like
legalizing
it. It's the very path that was used, they say, here. They did it in Denver first and then moved to the entire state.
And they're trying to do the same thing with magic mushrooms.
With magic mushrooms. Campaign organizers say they want to keep people out of jail. Some research has found use for the drug, while federal government classifies it as having no medical purpose whatsoever.
You know, the thing is, though, I can absolutely get behind not throwing people who use drugs into jail. They're, you know, if you decriminalize this stuff, it makes the trafficking of it less profitable. It just, it can just clear up so much, like leave violent criminals to be the ones that are taken out of society.
And look at the tax revenue brought in by marijuana.
Oh my God, it's
But
huge.
I don't know that do you legalize coke?
I don't know. Well, do you decriminalize it? First, you know, if someone isn't set up to be a dealer, if someone is found with personal use cocaine on them, and then what, they go to jail for their third strike or something? To me, that's... That also should be decriminalized. But there's a lot of things I think should be decriminalized.
All right.
Hookers.
Yeah, hookers. I think people should be able to safely work, you know, be a sex worker.
If they choose to.
If they choose to.
If they choose and there's no human trafficking.
Right. There would, and if there was, you know, there would be less human trafficking. If it was legal.
You know,
you had somewhere to turn. You couldn't go to the police and say, "Oh God, this person is abusing me," and they'd be, and I'm a sex worker, and they would. Now you wouldn't just be sort of someone down on the lowest tier. Now you're going to get arrested for what you do for a living. Like, I don't understand why it's illegal to make porn, but it's illegal to sell your stuff you got. That's just me, though. I'm not a Quaker.
I don't have an answer for you.
There is no answer, really.
Well, there's got to be, because someone said porn's okay and prostitution isn't.
You did a story back then about somebody that was doing a porno video, but it was really just prostitution, but they were filming it, so they were, you know, categorizing it as
yeah.
I think it came under some kind of freedom of speech thing.
Yeah.
The porn industry.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Well, anyway.
People should be able to do what they want. Is it a free country or isn't it?
Well, then take some mushrooms already. You'll love
them. I'm not going to do
that. They're so fun.
But I think that anyone who wants to should be able to. I mean,
you'll lock your head off.
Have a plan, though, people. You know, don't just take that and be going out in the world.
530 says, I have seen people have massive success treating chronic depression by microdosing with mushrooms.
Oh. Mm. There you go.
So sunscreen, as we head into summer, is an important part of being a Californian.
Yes.
Most of us find ourselves at some point in time having to use it, whether it's regularly or on an occasion.
Right.
We're
going
on
the beach.
A picnic.
Right. Put your sunscreen on.
Right. Mm-hmm. You find yourself going, pulling out the last year's jug of it and going, is this even good?
Right.
And is there any in there?
Yeah.
And is SPF 4 enough?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Maybe, though. I don't know.
Sunscreens have gotten... So I use sunscreen. I've grown up with it. I've used it my whole life. It's gotten so much better than it used to be.
Mm. It really has.
And yet, there's still issues with sunscreen.
Oh, what's the problem?
Sunscreen enters the bloodstream after just one day of use, according to a study. So the new sunscreens... again, have gotten so much better, and there are very natural ones that aren't doing this to you. There's certain ingredients used in many of the, I want to say, like grocery store sunscreens. That may be the best way to word it. Avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene. These are all ingredients that the FDA says need more study, as it's clear they move into your bloodstream within a day of use.
What do they do
these
you?
Well, these they don't know, that's the problem. So they're saying that,
but they get into you,
they get into you. These are the things, the active ingredients. When you look at the bottle, it'll say active ingredients. These are some of the names you'll see: avobenzone, oxybenzone, and there'll be a percentage there. So the issue is, they're saying this gets into your blood and we don't have any information about what that does to you. So they're asking all these sunscreen and companies to look into what these ingredients do. It's not news that things you put on your skin is absorbed into your body. This study is the FDA's way of showing sunscreen manufacturers need to do the studies to see if chemical absorption poses health risks. They definitely say this is not an excuse to stop using sunscreen.
Right.
Let me get the... According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, more Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer each year than all other cancers combined. Around the world,
gets something cut off.
Melanoma ranks as the 19th most common cancer in both men and women. So they absolutely suggest you continue to use sunscreen. There are more natural sunscreens available.
Do they work, though?
They work better. The problem is they're way thicker. So the new sunscreens are so thin, you put them on, you can barely tell they're there.
You can't even. Some of them just absorb.
They disappear.
Just,
they smell great. They dry. You're not sticky. And those are usually the ones with these ingredients that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The natural ones like Badger is one of the brands that's natural. You'll find it at Whole Foods. Burnout is a local brand in Santa Cruz. Excellent.
But
except
they're thicker.
And I'll tell you, when I've gone on surf trips where you are in the sun for 12 hours and you actually feel yourself cooking. Mm-hmm. And you need that thick stuff on you because you need to know it's there and you need that coverage. But when you go to, I don't know, just a regular daily use thing, you find yourself going, it's too thick. I'm breaking out, or you have other reactions.
Well, and just the application of it is such a pain in the ass. To put on the really thick ones, it's just like, ugh, and that's everywhere. And they can wash your hands, and just you touch your clothes.
You have to wait.
Right. Ugh. Wait. Right.
Yeah.
So the minerals that are used to block the sun in some of these other brands, like zinc oxide is one. That's the white stuff that you used to see on a guy's lifeguard's nose.
Yeah.
Those are the ones with the mineral sun blocks. They're thicker, but they work great. Just keep this in mind. They're working on oxybenzone, they say, was absorbed into the body at 50 to 100 times higher concentration than any of the other chemicals tested. So maybe you want to avoid that one in particular.
Oxybenzone?
Oxybenzone.
Okay.
So check the labels. But nonetheless, you got to use your sunscreen this summer, everybody.
70 says oxybenzone sunscreens are illegal in some European countries.
Illegal. Right. They're also the ones where you, like if you go to Hawaii, there are banned sunscreens because they destroy the reef.
Oh.
So you'll, and a lot of the mineral ones now you'll see in like Badger's one that I really like because they say, we don't harm animals, we don't harm the reef. There's a long list of things that where you go, I can feel good about this.
Right.
Unfortunately, then you put it on and go, except it weighs a ton.
I weigh 4 pounds more.
Badger and Burnout, you said?
Badger and Burnout are two brands that you can use that are safe. They're reef safe, and they don't have these ingredients that I'm talking about. Hopefully we get results from these tests, but you still got to wear sunscreen. So right. Anything's better than nothing.
Yep.
All right. How's my time?
You're good. You look good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Plenty of time.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast fact, 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 fact.
Bobby fact, D.
Fact, fact. Bobby D, the singer?
Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Turned down the part in Big that eventually went to Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Bobby D.
How old was he when that was made?
I don't know. But he was going to be the guy in Big and said, nah, it's not for me.
I just didn't want to do it. I was more of a serious actor back then. Meet the Fockers hadn't happened.
And then he does Rocky and Bullwinkle, for crying out loud.
Analyze this.
Humans aren't at the top of the food chain. We're actually kind of low because we eat both meat and plants. Our place is roughly as the same as pigs and anchovies.
Oh.
We're way below tigers, crocodiles, and boa constrictors.
Yeah, well, and unarmed, we're defenseless against those things, so it does make sense.
Right.
The only thing that saves us is our opposable thumbs and our use of tools and guns and stuff.
Right.
Thank God for those. The tigers would have their way with us.
Be a different world, wouldn't
it?
It
sure would be.
There's a 48-year-old guy named Rob Stout in Portland, Oregon. And last month, he was mad at a friend for borrowing something and not returning it. You know that person.
Sure, yeah.
Why I gotta go bug you about giving me the thing back?
Just give it back to me.
It's not yours, it's mine.
That's my shirt.
So Rob decided to get revenge. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks. He picked up a bunch of dog poop and stuffed it in a plastic toolbox. And then he used a battery, wiring, switches, and a car airbag to rig the bomb.
God's sake.
So that when his friend opened the toolbox, poop would explode everywhere.
Oh, no.
That's right. He made a dog poop bomb.
Oh.
And it worked. The bomb went off and the dog poop exploded all over the place.
That is the worst bomb ever.
Well, there's worse bombs.
Well,
yeah, a real bomb's
a
way
real
worse.
Bomb.
No, because then you're just gone. Now, you know, the dog poop bomb goes off. You got to deal with the dog poop. It got in your mouth for sure, in your eyes.
Because you
hair.
Screamed, right?
Right?
Yeah!
It's the worst bomb, worst kind of bomb.
Fortunately, the friend or former friend wasn't hurt, but Rob's been arrested.
Good.
For felony charge of unlawfully manufacturing a destructive device.
He should be arrested. No one should be making bombs of any kind, let alone dog bombs.
Well, it was a gag between friends that now is, you know.
That's not funny.
It's not?
No.
All right. It'd be funny if it was on Jackass.
Yeah, I guess.
That'd be funny.
Right.
Right?
Jackass is ridiculous.
Isn't it the best?
Sure. No.
God, I love it. I love those boys so much. There's a new viral trend. This one's safe. I told you, I warned you about the choking nonsense that the kids are doing. Don't do that, kids. This new one is filling your Crocs with shaving cream and then jamming your feet in.
Oh, that's fun. That just sounds fun.
So do that today, would you?
Maybe I will do that today.
What for?
The result
then you
is...
you shove in your feet and then it and all then goes... yeah, but... It's like the Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop.
Right.
Then,
Play-Doh.
Yes. Then what?
And then you rinse them off because they're made of plastic. No
There's
problem.
Videos everywhere, and they say the videos are oddly satisfying to watch.
I see. So when you stick your foot in, the cream comes all out of the holes
of
the Crocs.
That sounds, you know, I'm going to do that today.
It creates like a, I don't know, flower-looking effect.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I can imagine.
Sounds like a waste of shaving cream.
It
really.
Sure does.
Well,
I think I'll put some food coloring in mine, too. Oh, let me see this. Let's have a look. Oh, there she goes. She's filling it up.
Uh-huh. I believe filling that's Barbasol. Croc.
And the foot goes in.
Oh, look at that. It really does squirt.
Boy, that. I love it.
Very well done.
I love it.
All right. Well, people like it. Today.
Yeah, do that, Sarah. Yeah. Food coloring.
I'll put a little, I'll put a little dot of food coloring in each of the different things. And let it sit for a minute.
Oh, boy, you really got to.
Well, you know,
need
I got
to do a couple different colors and it comes out rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You really got to overdo everything, don't you?
Well, you know, might as well. Might as well try it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We, Entercom, as a company, we don't want you to text and drive. And Ellie says...
I know, my mom is adamant that
What, are you going to kill somebody
with What's the matter with you?
The texting and driving? Mm. Some guy at Entercom headquarters in Bala Cynwyd says...
In Bala Cynwyd.
Where's that?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Oh. Don't text and drive.
That's like I haven't heard that name of a town in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where it is, right?
I don't know, but I haven't heard that name. And
every time Vinny talks about keistering something, it makes me crack up. Well, it's in the movie. I didn't make it up. Mm. I mean, that's how...
They call it keistering?
Well, I don't know if it's...
I don't know where that word came from, but that is the best word.
It's a language thing. I don't know what word they used in the movie. Mm-hmm. Probably they used more a graphic word.
Probably.
But I have to be careful around here. Mm. Or some guy at a desk in Bala Cynwyd's going to be all over me.
I'm into it.
My friend walked on the rowing team at USC. If I remember correctly, they have like two or three backup teams equivalent to like a JV team or something.
Oh.
They use to build players since not enough people are exposed to it at the high school level.
Yeah.
So that's why it was open to such...
That's very interesting.
...opportunity for the Varsity Blues scandal because they don't have enough team members as it is.
They need some backups. Are you sitting there watching... You're watching Crocs videos now, aren't you?
No, I'm... Well, kind of. I got on a tangent... I'm watching shaving cream stuff. This is one in a vacuum chamber. It's very science-like. So they put this 2-liter bottle with shaving cream
filled with shaving cream.
And they have different types of tops. So there's certain tops that do different things because they're different sizes. Check this one out.
Okay, hold on. We'll check it all out. So this is, can you put a link to this? This is fascinating. This is weirdly fast. It's making spaghetti.
Oh, check this one out right here. This one's just super cool.
Oh!
I'll put this link up at Sarah Vinny's Facebook page. I know we're freaking out over
shaving. Who knew?
It's so bizarre.
Oh, I'm into it.
Some people thought you said put the shaving cream in your crotch.
No,
Crocs.
In your Crocs.
I'm sorry.
Not going to be putting any feet in anywhere.
One of the people on the show is famous for having Crocs at the door.
Yeah.
At her on her port.
Is it one of these people famous for having whipped cream in?
Yeah, that would be other. That. So Yuzi probably gave people the idea.
I don't even have Crocs. Forget it. I was thinking, what if I put whipped cream in Crocs?
Oh.
I have that at home.
And then have me eat it.
I'll eat it out of your Crocs.
Yeah.
415 says, Uma was wearing Vincent's jacket when they got home from that night out. Remember he had to take her out?
Oh, yeah. Right.
He went to the bathroom. She turned on music and started dancing and then went into his jacket pockets and found his stash. Earlier in the movie, you see him buy it from his dealer, the same guy Vincent drives Uma to when she ODs.
Ah.
Is that Eric Roth?
Eric? No, it's, is that his name? Eric Roth? It's Eric something.
Stoltz!
Eric Stoltz. Oh. That's it. And he jabs her in the heart with the adrenaline
right.
needle.
So that's, so she got it, thought it was coke. It was actually heroin.
Yeah, not good, people. Don't do random drugs. I think that's the important takeaway message from Pulp Fiction.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, yesterday, for some reason, Billboard hadn't updated its site, so we will do the music chart just really quickly. There's some interesting stuff on there. I do have some Game of Thrones betting stuff, and then a game that was delayed but for a very unusual reason, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.